الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد صدق الله العظيم My most respected brothers and elders And of course, our mothers and sisters at home listening over the receiver. There is one problem that the Ummah is facing. And if this problem is not eradicated, then we will be causing more weakening of the entire support or edifice of the deen of Islam. You and I wish that Islam be strengthened. You and I desire that the Muslim may be strengthened. But we fail to realize there is a spiritual malady which has become now the scourge of society. It is found in most circles, be it the fraternity of the scholars, the ulama, be it some organization, be it in the masjid or schools, amongst the women folk, young and old. And that is the problem of jealousy. That is the disease of jealousy. Ulama have mentioned the very first sin to have occurred in the heavens. And that was pride and jealousy. Aba wastakbara wa kana min al-kafirin. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the angels and Allah commanded Iblis, who at that time was the leader of the angels, to prostrate to Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Iblis, Shaitan, refused. Aba wastakbara. It was his pride, his arrogance and jealousy, because he was given a very high position in Jannah. And now he has to lower himself. And he has to see somebody else being offered and conferred a higher status and position. No. So it was his pride and jealousy, the very first sin to take place. Pride and jealousy coupled together, that was the first sin. In the heavens. And the very first sin that occurred in the world, in the earth, was that of jealousy. When Habil and Qabil, two brothers, and we know in the beginning, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam had children. And so there was a brother and a sister, and they were now paired with another brother and sister. Right in the beginning. So Habil's wife was the sister of Qabil, who was extremely beautiful. But the woman Qabil had to marry now was not pretty at all. And he became jealous. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam tells them to give their offerings before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qurban, the sadaqah. وَاتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ بَنَيْ آدَمَ بِالْحَقِّ إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانًا فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ Both put the offerings. Qabil was jealous. He was not sincere in his offering. He could not tolerate that I must be wedded off with a woman who is not pretty, and Habil gets a very beautiful wife. Allah made it such that Allah accepted the offering of his brother, Habil and not Qabil. قَالَ لَأَقْتُلَنَّكَ Immediately he says, I will kill you. Ulama have explained jealousy, what it does. One of the harms of jealousy, it causes the person anguish, agony, pain, torment. He actually persecutes himself because he's burning all the time. Jealousy is such a bimari that you cannot see your Muslim brother being happy, your Muslim sister being prosperous. When last did we share with somebody's happiness with sincerity? Or is it what Rasulullah sought refuge from? In a lengthy dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, mentioned in the books of ahadith, a very lengthy dua. And amidst the things that Rasulullah sought protection from was min khalilin makir. From a friend, khalil, friend, but who is cunning. He has malicious intentions. Outwardly he seems to be your friend. In your presence he will flatter you. He will praise you. The moment you're not there, he will begin to make ghibat, he will backbite. Rasulullah said, min khalilin makir. Min khalilin makir. One who has got ploys, he's got malicious intentions. Within himself, he cannot see you prosperous. You've got a position, he cannot take it. You've got wealth, he can't see it. You've bought a new car, he can't accept it. He's burning within himself. He's in a perpetual state of agony. He's punishing himself. Ulama have mentioned, Al-Hasid, يقتله الحسد قبل أن يصير إلى المحسود. Subhanallah. Hasad, jealousy is such a thing that it kills the jealous person before it can reach the person who is envied. Rasulullah says that I seek protection from a khalil makir. He says, Aynuhu. His eyes, they watch me. وَقَلْبُهُ يَرْعَانِي عَيْنُهُ تَرْعَانِي وَقَلْبُهُ يَرْعَانِي. In other words, he looks at me, and in front of people, he may praise me, but deep down in his heart, he's watching, awaiting for the moment that this ni'mat that I am enjoying must be snatched away from me. What is hasad? What is the definition of hasad? Hasad is at-tamanni li zawali ni'mah. Where a person desires, he desires that a certain ni'mat, whether it be wealth or some material possession, person has got a new home, he's opened a new shop, he's got a new factory, he's got a wife, he's got children, he's got a new position in the company. So what is jealousy? That this person who is jealous desires that that bounty may be removed, taken away from that person. And it must be transferred to him. Listen very carefully. The man has got a beautiful car. And now you desire that that car may be taken away from him. So when his car is hijacked, perhaps you may give him a call and you may express your sympathies with him. But deep down in your heart, you are happy. And that is not the shan. That is not the behavior. That is not the akhlaq and the morals of a true believer. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, he would say, when I hear of rain falling on a drought stricken land, which is far away from where I am living, وَلَيْسَ لِي إِلَيْهَا حَاجَةً, and I've got no need even in that land, and I hear that rain has fallen there, and people were suffering drought, and now abundant rain has fallen. He says, it gives me a burst of joy and happiness. It makes me happy, even though I've got no livestock there. I've got no animals that are grazing there. I've got nobody benefiting from the rain. I myself, I'm far away, but it gives me happiness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains That jealousy is such that the person desires it must be taken away from the so-called friend of his. So he desires that this ni'mat must be snatched away. This person must undergo pain. He gets happy when sickness befalls him. He's afflicted with some sickness, some hardship. This is termed in Sharia as shamatatul a'da. May Allah protect us from shamatatul a'da. When the enemy rejoices at your weakness and your loss and failure. Rasulullah says, when this person, إِذَا رَأَى حَسَنَةً دَفَنَهَا. When this man sees any good of yours, you've done some good deed, then immediately he buries it. He conceals it. He does not expose it to others. He does not talk to others about it. Why? Because he is jealous of you. So if you've received some accolade, you've got some special position now, many people are flocking unto you, you've gained more wealth, you've gained prosperity, Allah has given you the chance of going overseas. What do we say? Hey, how he is traveling so frequently? What things go through our mind? Where is he getting the money from? How did he pull out a new car? How come he? The exact thing the kuffar of the Quraysh, they could not tolerate, they could not withstand the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam has gained prominence. The Yahud could not see this. They could not stomach it. أَمْ يَحْسُدُونَ النَّاسَ عَلَى مَا آتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Fifth juz of the Holy Quran. Are they jealous of what Allah has given him out of his own favor? It is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what would they say? They would say, أَتَقَدَّمَ عَلَيْنَا غُلَامٌ يَتِيمٌ. This orphan child, he's been given position and status over us. So when he sees a good of his fellow Muslim brother or sister, dafanaha, conceals it. Nobody must come to know. Nobody must praise him. He mustn't gain prominence. He mustn't be kept in high esteem in society. وَإِنْ رَآ سَيِّئَةً أَذَاعَهَا أَوْ أَشَاعَهَا. He says, Rasulullah makes his dua, Allah protect me from such a friend who is cunning, that is always observing me, watching me, waiting, wishing for my downfall. The moment he sees some good in me, he conceals it. But the moment he sees some bad in me, some error, some slip, some blunder, some mishap, some weakness of mine, أَذَاعَهَا, he begins to broadcast it. It's there. Social media. It does its rounds. It goes viral in all the SMSs. In all the WhatsApp. Certain person, this is what happened to him. We get happy that a Muslim brother is now taken to the cleaners. We get happy Muslim brother now, tax man is now checking on his business. We cannot see that the person has opened a new business. It hurts us. This is not what a believer should be. And that is why Rasulullah has mentioned, دَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ دَاءُ الْأُمَمِ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. The bimari, the disease, the malady of the nations of the past has crept into your hearts. Oh my ummah! The word دَبَّ in Arabic means to come very secretly, very silently, stealthily. الْبَغْضَاءُ وَالْحَسَدُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ. Jealousy and malice. And Rasulullah mentioned, what did he say? He says, هي الحالقة. It is something that shaves. It shaves off. And Rasulullah qualified what he meant. He said, لا تحلق الشعر ولا تحلق بل تحلق الدين. It does not shave off the hair of a person. It actually shaves the deen of Islam. It causes problems and anarchy. Why? Because you are beginning to hate your Muslim brother. Mulari Qari rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in this hadith, in the explanation of this hadith, he says, Haliqa, it destroys the Muslim ummah. How? Because there is no ulfa, there is no mahabba, there is no silah, there is no joining ties, there is no friendship, there is no muhabbat. He says, no, there is no jam'iyyah, there is no unity. It actually shaves off the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the scholars have mentioned hasad. If you look at the Arabic word hasad, if one goes to the root meaning of this word, where was it derived from? Some of the scholars, they have mentioned that actually it has the sense of peeling off something, shaving off something. And he said hasad actually is from the word hisdil or hasdal. Hisdil is actually a mite or a tick. And he says the mite or the tick, it finds its way into the skin of the person. It burrows under the skin of the person. And then it begins to bite and sting the person. And it sucks the blood of the human being to such an extent that he develops a rash, scabies at times. The skin begins to peel off. Ulama have explained the word hisdil. This is the termite. This is the tick that is shaving off, peeling off the skin of a human being. In the same manner, hasad, envy, jealousy is peeling off the deen of the person. It is shaving off the nakis of the person. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala an, as reported in Abu Dawud Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ الْحَسَدَ يَأْكُلُ الْحَسَنَاتِ كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبَ. Jealousy eats up, it devours, it consumes the good deeds of a person. The salat you read, the zakat you gave, the hajj you made, the umrah, the tilawat, the dhikr, the tahajjud, the nawafil, the sadaqat, the khairat, all the hasanat you did. Hasad is actually devouring it. كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبُ. Just as fire devours and consumes wood. Let us ponder and reflect. What are we doing to ourselves? That is why ulama have mentioned hasad. The effects of hasad, the harmful effects. It is causing harm and destruction to a person's deen, to his ta'at. They have even mentioned it causes problems to a person's physical body. Yes, physical body. We don't understand this. Like how anger has an effect on the person's heart. Not only the spiritual heart, but the physical heart. Like that jealousy also. When a person is jealous, ulama have mentioned tawilul hasarat. Oh, all the time he's in agony. He can't see the next man, the next person, the next believer gaining victory, success. So it's actually eating him up. So when you see him and he asks you, how's things today? Well, things are not so good. So it brings some happiness. But the moment you tell him, Alhamdulillah, I'm doing very well. And Allah give me more barakah. You see his face drop. The color of his face changes. He becomes so sullen. He becomes so gloomy. He's not happy. He becomes depressed. It's eating him up. And he lives in this condition. Ulama have actually explained, hasad is not a very easy disease to remedy. It's difficult. Because the person does not only want to see the ni'mat that you're enjoying disappear from you, but he actually wants to see your downfall, and even at times your death. Therefore he even goes to sihr and jadu and witchcraft to harm you. To understand the seriousness of this disease, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Surah Falaq, second last surah of the Holy Quran. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us to seek His help, His refuge, His protection from three things. Number one, shaitan. I'm not going to go into the tafsir. Number two, from all those blowers upon knots, that is the witches, those performing witchcraft, jadu, sihar. And then, also Allah has mentioned, وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدْ. Oh Allah, I seek your protection from the one who is jealous of me when he is jealous. Imagine, jealousy. It has been joined here, mentioned together with The shar of shaitan and the shar of sahirin. Subhanallah. So it causes an effect on the body, the physical body also. Imam Allama Yafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned in his book, he says, there was the great alim and linguist Allama Asma'i rahmatullahi alayhi. And he happens to see a Bedouin, an old man, who was 120 years old. Despite his old age, he finds that he is energetic, full of vigor and strength, and doing hard labor. So obviously, he was amazed, he was surprised, he was alarmed. He says, tell me, how come you live so long, and how are you still able to perform like a young man, robust and vibrant, energetic, full of vigor and strength, how come? What a beautiful answer. Let us go back home today with this answer. And he says, تَرَكْتُ الْحَسَدْ فَبَقِيَ الْجَسَدْ Subhanallah. I abandoned jealousy, hasad, with a ha. I was no longer envious or jealous of any person. فَبَقِيَ الْجَسَدْ with a jeem. Instead of hasad, jasad. My body remains vibrant as it was when I was young. So it has an effect on the person. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting with Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, and he says, just now a man of Jannah will go pass by. A man from Jannah, rajulun min ahli Jannah. Obviously Sahaba were curious. They were, who's this person? Another Sahabi, but who is this Sahabi? And they see a Sa'ad bin Waqas radiyallahu ta'ala an, going past, he's had made wudu, he's got his shoes on his, tied on his shoulder, and he's going past. 3 consecutive days, Rasulullah gives this glad tidings and he tells the Sahaba, a man of Jannat is going to go past. So Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala an, he says, I must find out, what is this Sahabi doing so special, so different from us? He makes a plan, things are not very good at home, I need to come stay with you. He said, no problem, you're most welcome. So for 3 nights, he remains in this person's home. And he watches every type of ibadat that this person, he expected would do at night. We would think, this is exactly how Abdullah bin Amr thought, that whole night perhaps he'll be reading tahajjud salat. But for those 3 days in the night, he did not even see him waking up for tahajjud. Perhaps he read it after Isha salat and he went to bed. So at night he did not see him standing up for tahajjud and making some special dua or istighfar or tilawat. Yes, he says at night sometimes when he turned from one side to the other, he would say Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, he would praise Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala and go back to sleep. After 3 days, he says, listen, I came to you because I heard this from Rasulullah. So what is so different about you? He says, there's nothing. These were Sahaba. Humility. They were pure in their hearts. They were connected to Allah Subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says nothing. He said there must be something. So as he was going away, he turned back and he said, okay, perhaps it may be these 2 qualities, that I don't harbor malice in my heart, nor do I have jealousy for any of my Muslim brother or sister. And this was the reason for Rasulullah giving him the glad tidings of Jannah. If you look at the verses of the Quran, just before a jannati is admitted into Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلِّنْ Allah says, نَزَعَ We pull out any type of malice, enmity, jealousy that is in the heart of the person before he gains admittance into Jannat. Before he gains entry into Jannat, we pull out any type of malice from his heart. He enters Jannat with a pure, clean heart. Allah says, Ikhwanan, as true, genuine bosom brothers who love one another for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not when the person is in front of him, he praises him, and behind his back, he curses him, and he waits for his downfall and failure. Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, Ya Hasidan, a poem. He says, Ya Hasidan, li ala ni'mati. Oh person who is so jealous of me, because of the ni'mat I have got. Atadri ala man asa'ta al-adab. Have you ever pondered over who, against who you are actually showing your anger and venting your feelings? You are not being polite to who? Asa'ta ala Allah. You are actually complaining against Allah. You are showing your rude behavior, your impolite behavior. To who? To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? لِأَنَّكَ لَمْ تَرْضَ لِي. Because you're not happy for me. مَا وَهَبْ. What Allah has bestowed. The favor Allah has given me. So in essence, ulama have mentioned that when you are jealous of any person and you wish that ni'mat must be taken away from him and you must be conferred with that bounty, in actual fact, you are not happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the favor of Allah upon that person. Allah has chosen to give him a certain thing and you're not happy with that. So in essence, you are complaining against the destiny what Allah has planned. And one riwayat is mentioned. Al-hasid, the one who is jealous, what is he doing? He's aduun li ni'mati. He's showing enmity to my bounties that I am bestowing. Mutasakhitun li qada'i. I have decreed something, he is showing anger. غَيْرُ رَاضٍ بِمَا قَسَمْتُ لِعِبَادِي. He is not happy with what I have distributed for my servants. Rasulullah mentioned so beautifully, لَا تَحَاسَدُ. Don't show envy and jealousy for one another. In one hadith, Rasulullah has explained, if you really have to be envious of a person, and this is an academic explanation, may ulama explain the difference between what we call hasad in Arabic and ghibta. The difference simply is, in hasad, you desire that that ni'mah, that bounty, must be snatched away, taken away from the person and given to you. In ghibta, you desire prosperity, success for the person, genuinely, you want him to prosper, and you just have a desire that you too must be given that opportunity and that type of ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hasad is haram. Ghibta is permissible. But Rasul mentions that ghibta also should be for what purpose? What type of ni'mat? La hasada illa fitnatain. Ulama mentioned that hasad there refers to ghibta, where a person desires that that ni'mat may continue in that person, and that person may be prosperous with that. And I also must share, I must also be given that ni'mat from Allah. إلا في اثنتين, only in two things. رجل آتاه الله مالا فسلته على هلكتي. A man whom Allah has bestowed wealth, and this man is so generous that he spends and he spends and he spends in the path of Allah. So you desire, I must be given wealth also, so I can also spend in the path of Allah. ورجل آتاه الله علما, and that man whom Allah has conferred knowledge, has bestowed him with ilm, ilm of deen. فَعَمِلَ بِهِ. Riwayat of Bukhari and Muslim. فَعَمِلَ بِهِ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ. He learns, he practices upon that knowledge, and he also passes it on to others. In some riwayat, حِكْمَةً فَهُوَ يَقْضِي بِهَا وَيُعَلِّمُهَا. Allah has given him knowledge, and he gives his decisions according to this knowledge that Allah has given him, and he passes it on to others. These are the things that you and I should be desirous of. What is the ilaj, the remedy for a person who is a hasid, one who is jealous of others? Ulama have explained, ponder and reflect over the bounties Allah has given you. And be content. Qana'ah. Be content. Make shukr to Allah. Allah, you give me life. You give me clothing. Look at those who are less fortunate. Look at those people in the world who've got no water to drink. They've got no clothing. Look at those below you in the world. And then you will appreciate the ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, be happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number three, difficult. Genuinely, sincerely, in the dark hours of the night, raise your hands and make dua for the person who you are jealous of. Ya Allah, grant him more and more barakah. That's a difficult one. Because you are scared your dua is going to be answered. And this man will become more prosperous. Therefore ulama say, That is what you should be doing. So if you're going to make dua for him genuinely, Ya Allah, he's proposed to that girl. Let that marriage be full of bliss and happiness. Bless them with pious offspring. You were jealous of him, perhaps you thought you stood a chance. They accepted his proposal. He's going to get married soon. And now you are jealous. You're wishing that somebody does some sihar upon him. You're wishing that something must happen to him and they must break off. No, brother, no. Make dua for him. And even if it means you give him a gift, send that gift to him. These are things that will help. There are so many other things I wish to share. But in essence, in short, in khulasa, the gist, let us look into ourselves. Let us not be like that mite and the tick that goes into the skin and sucks the blood of the person and be jealous and chafe of the deen and cause harm to ourselves. You know, ulama have mentioned so many things that are going to be a consequence of a person being jealous. One of the things they mention, al-hirman wal-khidlan, a person is deprived of the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of Qiyamah. Such a person is deprived of the nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah never gives him victory. May Allah ta'ala protect us. May Allah guide us. May Allah give us the purity of heart. It's natural sometimes we will get envious of the person. Immediately reflect. Am yahsuduna an-nas ala ma atahumullahu min fadli. Are you going to be jealous of that person whom Allah has given him out of his kindness? Ulama have mentioned, kafa bil mar'i hasida. It is sufficient for a person to be regarded as a jealous person. One of the salient features of a jealous person, ayyakhtamma in the sururik, of your waqti sururik. At the time when you are rejoicing, he's burning. He's in agony, he's in anguish. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.